Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. Have you ever seen the movie The Wizard of Oz? Have you? Most people have. A cowardly lion, I am the king of the forest. You know, I used to love that. I want to talk today, not about fear, but about courage. And when you have courage, it's amazing what you can do in life, spiritually, physically, and financially. Now, what produces courage? Faith in what God says. When you understand and you believe God, no matter what you see, what you hear, what you are in the realm of your five senses, if you will just believe what he said, it will produce courage. And I got to give you a great verse, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid, or be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Now, when you understand, let me slow down so I can read it. So you got to understand the reason why people get in trouble, they think, well, you think God's going to show up? You know, I tried that one time. It didn't work. Trying never gets nothing done. Doing does. He said, be a doer of the word. Didn't say a trier, did he? A doer. Let me read it again. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Here's another one, Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's some powerful stuff. So in other words, for you to have courage in life, spiritually, physically, and financially, you just have to use faith. Let's say you believe in God for some finances. Because the bills are looking big. I mean, they're really looking big. They're just sitting there staring at you like I'm holding this card. But what did God said? He'd supply all your need according to his riches and glory. So if you got a bill doing this, get your scripture out, bless God, and go, and just point it back at him. Now, I may that sound nuts, but it'll get that bill paid. And that's God's word. And when you understand that, whom shall I be afraid? You're more than a conqueror. If God be for you, who can be against you? That's pretty simple, isn't it? And when you understand that, that faith produces courage. You know, when I first started preaching, I thought, my God, man, I hope I don't mess up. I hope I can do this right. He said, it's not you that is preaching. It's me in you. Just give me your tongue and I'll take care of everything. Just that simple. You know what I'm saying? But I want to do a good job. Well, he said, if I got you by the tongue, you're going to do a good job. You know what I'm saying? It's just common sense. So I began to believe that way. And then people got mad at me. Who do you think you are? A man full of faith and full of courage. I love encouragement. I call it the oxygen of the soul. Breathe, my God, and encouragement will come in you. But you take the end off, it's courage. And that's what it's all about. Maybe you're thinking about marrying that girl and you're a little scared. And you know you want to marry her, or vice versa, but you're a little scared. Because your mom or your daddy said, I tell you what, they don't eat much when you're dating them, but after they marry them, they eat a lot. My dad used to tell me that. Boy, he said, they're going to buy more shoes than you ever seen in your life. And I go, oh, Lord. So one time I talked to Kathy, I said, do you think we maybe ought to postpone it? And boy, I mean, she had some courage. She looked me right in the eyeball and said, it's either now or never. I said, okay, we're going to do it now. Praise God. And we did. And it was just such a blessing of the Lord. Same thing with standing on the word of God for something. Believing God for your healing. And I've said this before. Got one of them throbbing pain. Boom. Boom. And when that's doing that to me, first thing I say, oh, you want to talk to me? This pain, you want to talk to me? Boom. I'm going to talk to you. So every time it goes boom, I put a word on it. Boom. I don't care if it's all day, all night, 9 weeks, 10 years. Boom. All of a sudden, it goes, and it begins to stop. Because my voice is greater than its voice, because Christ in me, the hope of glory. Did you get that? So when you understand that, that's what I'm talking about. So faith produces courage. Let me read Psalms 27, verse 1 again. The Lord is my light. That means you're not going to stumble because there's no darkness. And my salvation, my soundness. Whom shall I fear? Show me somebody that you think I'm going to be afraid of. The Lord is the strength of my life. Now, that's as big as it gets right there. Of whom shall I be afraid? So fear tolerated is faith contaminated. So don't contaminate anything. Just use your faith and get all the courage you need to complete your destiny and reach your destination. When you understand that, when you flow with that, it will work for you every day of your life. If you faith this fact that I'm talking about, you'll have a wonderful day and the rest of your life will be great. See you next week. Bye.